In that first example that you gave in Ohio, as a third party, as an intervener of some sort, do you advocate in a situation like that for negotiations? Do you advocate for settlements outside of the court? Or what role do you see a third party playing in a situation where an environmentalist feels like they have the upper hand and the corporations are looking for a loosening of regulations when the court seems to favor the environmentalists?
Well, I'm not sure that there's a pat solution in all cases. It was very clear in this case that the third parties, not only the EPA who was at the table, but facilitators who they hired to run these meetings and orchestrate these events, were not tuned into what was really going on, because the ear with which they were listening to the conversation was not an ear that would have allowed them to basically approach the parties and try to get some conversations on a more productive or useful tack. Alternatively, to decide that we were wasting everyone's time by having these meetings, if in fact the real interests of the parties were to play the dispute out in court. In other words, the party which likes things the way they are is happy to talk but really take no constructive action, and the party which feels disadvantaged feels that, you know, we'll talk here but we're also going to play the game out in the court system, and hopefully we can get the whole power structure or the power system changed or shifted through the next court decision. Had the disputants approached the problem at that level, and they certainly flirted with it, but to my knowledge never really fully grappled with it at that level, they might have really sort of realistically confronted each other as to the productivity of what they were trying to do at the table and whether it was worth all the time and energy they were putting into it.
And if I were a third-party facilitator in that situation and I came to you and I said, Roy, I'm stuck.
Right.
What can I do?
Well, I think one of the things we can try to do is we can try to listen for the frames that are being actively used by the parties, and we can begin to figure out how to reframe or change some of the language that is being used.